And call the House Special Budget Committee to order for June 23, 2005. Open a work session on the following bills. LC 3474, Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move LC 3474 as a committee bill.
Representative Morgan has moved LC 3474 as a committee bill. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered.
This is the one I want. Smoky bit.
Yep, take it.
House Bill 5143, Representative of, or excuse me, Department of Transportation, Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 5143 is the budget for the Department of Transportation. The budget for the department totals $2.7 billion, 4,579.7 FTEs. This is a decrease of $142.4 million dollars and 9.88 FTEs from the governor's recommended budget. The decrease is primarily the result of removing $104 million from the budget for a proposal to use lottery-backed revenue bonds for transportation projects. The proposal remains under consideration in substantive legislation and will be dealt with at the end of session in the appropriate cleanup appropriation bill. Technical adjustments for rate adjustments reduced the budget by $8 million in total funds. Non-limited expenditures were converted to an expenditure limitation, further reducing the budget by $51 million. The approved budget includes $701.5 million for highway construction projects supported by user bonds. The approved budget continues support for senior and disabled transit operations and equipment. In addition, the budget includes $5.1 million general fund for high-speed rail and buses. This is a $3 million less than the governor's recommended budget. Several reclassifications are approved to address new skill requirements for alternative project delivery, and 8 limited duration positions are not approved. Expenditure limitation to manage approach permits, pack and load, and authorized mover fees, rail fixed guideway safety oversight and regulatory programs, and unsolicited proposal fees were approved. Several technology packages were approved to upgrade technology infrastructure, develop program databases, and support e-government systems. Also, the budget for the Board of Maritime Pilots was reviewed and approved. Budget notes addressing managing available cash to maximize use of resources for projects and providing interactive access to driver records to the auto insurance industry were also adopted. The subcommittee also approved 22 performance measures and added 11 measures relating to access management, construction projects, job creation, the Board of Maritime Pilots, and the two new standard customer service measures. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5143 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion?
Just very quickly.
Representative,
just really quickly, and I'm going to give you a list of them. In the interest of good government, I have a potential conflict of interest as I have clients who work with the Department of Transportation. With that said, I also have a potential conflict of interest with House Bill 5153, House Bill 5081, House Bill 5082, Senate Bill, well, I think it's a House Bill 5534, no, I guess not, Senate Bill 5534 and Senate Bill 5535. I just want to put that on the record right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
She'll get a soda or something. Come back when we're done.
Additional.
Because I'm carrying half of them.
Discussion. Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 5153, Department of Higher Education, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5153 is the budget bill for the Department of Higher Education. The bill provides general fund and lottery dollars to support the operations of the Oregon University System's 7 institutions and centralized services. The general fund and lottery dollars, totaling $703 million, also fund the Agricultural Experiment Station, the Extension Service, the Forest Research Lab, Lab, debt service on bonds and certificates of participation issued for capital construction and information technology projects, and the Sports Action Lottery Program. The department's capital construction budget will be addressed in another bill. State support in this bill represents a total increase of $22.8 million, or 3.3% over the governor's level and 5.2% over the prior biennium level. House Bill 5153 includes a $13 million restoration to undergraduate education funding, a $4.4 million to restore cuts that were in the governor's budget to the Oregon State University statewide public service programs. The initiatives funded in this bill also include $2.2 million towards an integrated pre-K to 12 student data system, $1 million to help universities recruit and retain highly qualified faculty, $20 million in certificates of participation for information technology equipment and systems purchases, and $250,000 for the Natural Resources Institute at Oregon State University. The budget also reduces funding for certain programs, including the Chancellor's Office, Campus Public Services, certain targeted programs, and 3% for services and supplies and capital outlay. At the same time, the budget provides $20.5 million of general fund for rate relief for students. This includes $15.4 million to moderate tuition and fee increases for resident undergraduate students to an average of 3.25% in the first year of the biennium and 3.5% in the second year. This is significantly reduced from the 6.8% and 5% average rate increases in the governor's budget and is well below the 14.5, 9.3, and 7.1% average increases of the last 3 years. Furthermore, the budget contains another $5.1 million to expand need-based fee remissions. These funds will be specifically targeted to assist lower-income students in the Oregon University system. The budget supports the vital operations of the Oregon University system without resorting to large tuition increases of the passed. Your Education Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5153 be amended by the -1 amendments and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the -1 amendments. Discussion? Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Overall, this is a pretty good budget. I know it's actually very close to the folks on the other side of the building, and I would hope that we were able to put together a team to come to a good meeting of the minds on this. I know in different versions, our version has a slightly bigger tuition increase. We have better in ours, but we also have better fee remission. You know, so there's a balancing act there, and I think that we're very close to the Senate side and would love to help us get to a happy medium.
Thank you. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. I have what I call Oregon's Rural University, and that's Eastern Oregon University, and I want to compliment the Chair on the fine work that she has done on this budget, and also put on the record that it's very important to me that the fee remission schedule be closely watched as they look at the allocation of those dollars, as Eastern is not only Oregon's Rural University, but it's also a small university, and the way those dollars are allocated have a direct effect on that school. And so I'll be watching that closely.
Thank you. Objections? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5156, Department of Corrections. Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5156 is the budget bill for the Department of Corrections. This agency has two primary functions, the incarceration and delivery of related programs for 13,000 inmates in the 12 prison facilities, and the state responsibilities for the community corrections program, which is responsible for over 30,000 offenders across the state. The subcommittee recommends a budget of almost $1.1 billion total funds and $1.05 billion general fund. This total fund budget grows by almost 15% from the 2003-05 budget, driven primarily by growing prison population. During the 05-07 biennium, the prison population is expected to grow by over 1,000 inmates to 14,000, and by 2014, the prison population is expected to exceed 17,000. To keep pace with this growth, the budget assumes the opening of a 400-bed minimum security facility in Lakeview, expansions of the Coffee Creek and Shutter Creek facilities, and the construction of an 864-bed facility and a 1,200-bed medium facility at Madras. The budget was updated to reflect the April 05 prison population forecast, saving over $10 million, mostly in savings from not having to rent beds from counties. Reductions were made in the wireless program, central office staff, and debt service needs. Over $3 million was cut in services and supplies across the agency, but health care, pharmacy, alcohol and drug treatment, and utilities were protected from these reductions. An $8 million undesignated reduction was also included in the budget. Construction of the new Madras prison is continued in this budget. Generally following the timetable included in the governor's budget. This new facility is scheduled to begin operations in December of 06 and open units over the next 2 years, keeping pace with the growth in prison population. One-time startup costs for this facility added about $7 million to this budget. Funding for the community corrections has been added to the amount in the governor's budget, increasing the amount distributed to counties and state-operated local programs to $190 million. This amount is sufficient to prevent further counties from opting out of the local administration of the program. The department faces a number of budget uncertainties in the upcoming budget period. These challenges include the potential for greater prison population growth than what is presently forecasted, aging facilities with maintenance needs, potential court settlements relating to dental care access, rising medical costs, and recruitment problems for health care professionals. Reductions in alcohol and drug treatment and cognitive programs proposed by the governor are included in the budget. Subcommittee members are hopeful that at least part of these program cuts may be funded yet this session. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5156 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be opposing this budget. I'm very concerned in terms of the cuts to alcohol and drug treatment. Additionally, although the cuts in this budget that are listed are the wrong signal to be sending when we're elevating meth to certainly a crisis status. Additionally, the cuts that are based on the administrative cuts and the cuts to services and supplies, because of the nature of the way the corrections works with very fixed costs in terms of the posting of employees, for them to make these administrative cuts, they're going to have to resort to not filling some vacancies. Because the posts have to be filled, it puts additional pressure on all of the program dollars that are in there. So with these concerns, which I think could be fixed by either sliding some of the capitalizing some of the costs of the startup of Madras in the COP issuance, I think there's still work to be done on this budget to strengthen the A&D portion, and I think there's some very doable ways to do it, but at this time I'll be a no.
Objections?
Rocking objects.
March.
Roll.
Let's take a roll call, please.
Representative Avakian?
No.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Hanna?
Aye.
Representative Hansen?
No.
Representative Krupp?
Aye.
Representative March?
No.
Representative Morgan?
Aye.
Representative Richardson?
Aye.
Representative Schopler?
No.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Wisner?
Aye.
Chair Scott?
Aye.
The motion carries.
House Bill 5158, Department of Agriculture, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5158 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture ensures food safety, protects agricultural natural resources, and promotes economic development in the agricultural industry. The subcommittee recommended budget for the department totals $75 million. The budget includes $12.7 million in general fund, $11.2 million in lottery funds, $46.4 million other funds, and $4.8 million federal funds. The general fund portion of this budget is 29% below the governor's budget. The total recommended budget is 1% below the governor's budget. The budget utilizes $7.3 million of Measure 66 lottery funds and Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery funds to replace general fund for a variety of salmon recovery and agricultural water efforts. The budget includes reductions to reflect lower PERS and attorney general rates and reduces general fund services and supplies expenditures by 3%. The budget adds $2.7 million in general fund to the food safety program to address a revenue shortfall and restore general fund removed in previous biennia. Funding is added for a food animal tracking system, a bioterrorism position, increased shellfish testing, and testing if prepackaged foods are sold at the correct weight. The subcommittee made extensive modifications to the agency's performance measures, deleting 17, modifying 4, and adding 9 measures. Added measures include water quality measures, economic development measures for the agricultural marketing program, and the standardized customer service measures. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 5158 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to mention, there's a lot of good features to this budget. Unfortunately, we're still not keeping faith with the agreement that was struck several sessions ago on pesticide use reporting, and so I'll be a no today. Thank you.
Additional discussion? Objections?
Representative, I'm sorry.
I just want to express my appreciation for the increase in shellfish monitoring. We've had some real problems down on the coast lately. It's affected my district, and these are very, very important changes. I can remember a time when they were cut completely and we couldn't sell anything. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Objections? Let the record reflect Representative Hansen, Avakian, and March objects. Motion carries. House Bill 5159, Department of Agriculture Fee Bill, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5159 ratifies fee modifications implemented through rulemaking during the 2003-05 interim. The fee increases affect the fertilizer program, the livestock brand inspection program, the nursery program, and the animal health program. Department of Agriculture developed the fee modifications through work groups and stakeholder meetings before initiating the rule change. These fee increases are assumed in the budget for the Department of Agriculture. Your Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 5159 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5161, Department of Forestry, Fee Bill, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5161 is a fee ratification bill for the Oregon Department of Forestry. The bill ratifies an increase of $3 per acre for pile burning fees. The department raised the pile burning fees through the administrative rulemaking process at the direction of the legislature to replace general fund reductions made in the 2003-05 budget. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5161 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended, and I will put on the record that these were reported were supported by a representative of the Oregon Forest Industry Council and the Oregon Small Woodlands group.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5081, Construction Contractors Board, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Co-Chair Scott. House Bill 5081 is the budget bill for the Construction Contractors Board. The board regulates the profession of construction contracting and provides consumer protection and dispute resolution services. It investigates complaints and imposes fines for violations of Oregon laws, including failure to carry workers' comp coverage. The board also ensures that new contractors meet pre-licensing educational requirements. The agency's budget is financed principally with revenues from license and other fees. The approved budget of $11.8 million is 1.6% less than the governor's recommended budget. The Subcommittee on General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development approves $74,000 in reductions for decreases in PERS and Department of Justice rates. The Subcommittee also reduced the information technology budget by $19,000 because of revisions in estimates in training and equipment replacement costs. The budget also reduces the governor's proposal for a new position in the area of contractor education services by $98,000 in one position. The committee requested that the agency review its existing two education section positions in relation to its proposed education implementation plan and report to the emergency board on how the plan will be executed. If necessary to reach CCB goals and outcomes, the agency can include a request for an increase in other funds limitation and position authority. Agency performance measures are recommended for approval, but the agency was directed to bring recommendations for changes in measures 1, 2, and 4 to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by fall of 2006. The standard customer satisfaction measures were also added. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5081 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill reported out due pass with the dash 1 amendments. Discussion? Objection? Ordered. House Bill 5082, Construction Contractors Board Fee Bill. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. House Bill 5082 ratifies the flat rate two-year license fee implemented administratively by the Construction Contractors Board in support of its 0305 budget. The 0507 budget for the board assumes continuation of these fees, which are expected to generate approximately $11.7 million. Currently, the monthly rate of new and renewing licenses is higher than expected, and the agency is considering a reduction in the fee. The General Government and Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that the agency, one, set the fee sufficient to fund the legislatively established program level, with a projected ending balance not to exceed approximately 6 months of operations, and two, to report to the emergency board on implementation within 3 months of the board's final action to adopt the new fee. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5082 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Representative Shoffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I need to declare a conflict of interest. I have a general contractor's license, and since this fee is being imposed on me, I will be supporting it.
Sorry, sir.
Since this fee will be imposed on me, I will be supporting.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to amend the bill to double the fee.
Just for Representative Shoffler.
And apply it retroactively.
Can we call this the Shoffler's fee bill for all friends in the industry?
Mr. Chair, that was 2 years ago that it was Shoffler's fee bill.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand. Representative Boone.
I just would declare a potential conflict of interest because I'm a part owner in a contracting company.
I likewise would like to declare a conflict in that I...
potential conflict, Mr.
Potential
Chairman.
Potential conflict as corrected in that I have interest in a construction company. Objections? And I don't want to double the fees.
I was going to triple it after your comment, Mr. Chair.
Oh, sounds like you Democrats. Always raising fees.
Without objection, so ordered. So much fun we can have, right? Shoffler is on a roll. Senate Bill 5534, Representative Smith, Department of Consumer and Business Services.
Thank you. Senate Bill 5534 is the budget bill for the Department of Consumer and Business Services. This bill is identical to the House Bill 5132 that was passed by the House on June 16th, 05. I move Senate Bill 5534 be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5535A, Representative Smith.
Senate Bill 5535A is the fee bill for the Department of Consumer and Business Services that accompanies the budget bill. This bill is identical to the identical House Bill 5133A that was passed by the House on June 16, 05. I move Senate Bill 5535A be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass, and it's the shortest pony so far. Discussion? Objection?
Mr. Chair, I object.
Let the record reflect Representative Schaffler objects. So ordered. Senate Bill 5625A, continuing resolution, Representative Morgan.
Senate Bill 5625A allows state agencies without legislatively adopted budgets for the 05-07 biennium to continue operations at the same level as the last quarter of the 03-05 biennium. Expenditure authority for the 03-05 biennium ends on June 30th of 2005. Without a continuing resolution, agencies without a signed budget are not authorized to spend beyond that date. The amounts authorized to be spent during the time the continuing resolution is in effect will be determined by the Department of Administrative Services through an administrative rule. The amounts can be adjusted to reflect pending legislation. Pending legislation means a bill that has at least passed out of a budget subcommittee or committee. The continuing resolution is repealed on July 31st of 2005. I move Senate Bill 5625A be reported out due pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, order. House Bill 2052 relating to housing. Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2052 increases the revenue bond limit for the Housing and Community Services Department from $2 billion to $2.5 billion. The agency uses the bond proceeds to provide below-market financing to low- and moderate-income home buyers and to developers who use related savings to provide affordable rents. Your Subcommittee on General Government recommends House Bill 2052 be reported out due pass.
Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2056A relating to license issued by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission currently offers licenses for the sale of liquor. The licenses vary from $500 per year for a brewery to $100 for an off-premise sales license. The bill establishes a one-time, non-refundable initial application fee, multi-year licenses, and expands eligibility for a temporary letter of authority. The multi-year license provision allows liquor licenses to be renewed every 2 years rather than each year as the statute currently requires. Fees associated with the license would be collected every 2 years. The bill does not increase the annual cost of a liquor license but provides for collection of fees to cover the 2-year term of the license renewal. The bill authorizes the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to charge a one-time non-refundable fee of $400 for granting licenses to recover a large portion of the cost to process license investigations. The fee would fund additional license investigators so that OLCC could more quickly process license applications. The fee is estimated to generate an additional $900,000 in revenue. The cost to add 3 additional staff is $255,000. In 05, the balance of the revenue will offset current costs to process a license. Current revenue from licenses recovered roughly costs 27%. The bill also allows any liquor license applicant to be eligible for a temporary letter of authority. Currently, only a change of ownership or a new off-premise applicant is eligible. Lastly, the measure clarifies the use of the time, place, and manner regulations on businesses licensed to sell alcohol to establish that activities occurring off-premises. They cannot be used to regulate a licensee. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2056 be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be opposing this based on the issue of the time, place, and manner. I think that wasn't necessary to be part of the bill.
Additional discussion? Objections? Representative, let the record reflect Representative March and Representative Hansen object. Motion carries. House Bill 2103A, relating to Oregon Health Licensing Agency, Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2103A changes the name of the Health Licensing Office to the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and makes necessary changes to statutes to reflect the name change. The Health Licensing Office administers licensing and regulatory activities for a total of 15 professional fields, including cosmetologists, athletic trainers, denturists, and respiratory therapists. The bill also permits the agency to issue single facility licenses for certain locations where multiple professions are regulated by the agency are practiced. This is expected to result in lower fees for business owners with multiple fields of practice at a single location. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2103A be reported out. Do pass.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. House Bill 2122A, relating to forest products harvest taxation. Representative Shoffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2122A extends the temporary harvest tax to forest products harvested in calendar years 2004 and 2005. Revenue from harvest taxes are used to support forest research through Oregon State University's Forest Research Laboratory to partially fund forest practices, forest fire suppression, and forestry assistance to non-industrial landowners through the Department of Forestry and to finance the Oregon Forest Resources Institute. The bill maintains a current 50-cent rate that generates funds for payments of benefits related to fire suppression. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources approved extending the harvest tax rates at 67 cents per 1,000 board feet for the Forest Research Laboratory and at 59 cents per 1,000 board feet for forest practices. Rates are repealed on December 31st, 2007. The harvest tax rates are set at a level to coordinate with the agency approved budgets and the projected harvest levels. The Department of Forestry projects 6.99 billion board feet will be harvested in 2003-2005 biennium. Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends House Bill 2122-A be amended and reported out to pass. And I would just also like to add there were representatives from the industry, the very people who will be opposing these taxes and in support of this bill.
The Representative Shoffler recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the -A2 amendments. Discussion? Representative?
Yeah, I just wonder if this is a typo. The amendment says 59 cents on 21, and in the bill it says 79.
I was wondering about that too.
So maybe it's just
Mr. Chair is also going to point it out that the agenda says dash A and the summary here shows dash B, so I don't know what's going on.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the dash two amendments amends the 79 cents in the bill to 59 cents.
Right, and but it, Mr. Chair, just in the, I'm just noting on the bill here, it says 79 here instead of.
That's being deleted.
That's being deleted. Okay. Yeah.
59 is put in.
Oh, it just says delete the blank. Maybe I'm okay.
No
and Mr. Chair, Representative Shoffler, the reason your staff measure summary says B is because when it leaves this committee with those amendments, it's a B version.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Thank you very much for clearing those up. House Bill 2238, relating to consolidated applications. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. House Bill 2238 requires the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to offer applicants who seek both a liquor license and a lottery game retailer contract the option of a consolidated application. Much of the same information is required by the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and the Lottery Commission. The result of this bill would be to reduce costs for the two agencies and reduce the amount of time it takes to process a license for the applicant. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission estimates that it would need to add a half-time office specialist to assist with clerical functions related to implementing the requirements of the bill. The additional cost is estimated to be $69,000, including one-time startup costs in 05-07 and ongoing expenses of $34,000. Since the effective date of the bill is January 06, the subcommittee anticipates that the expenditure limitation for the agency can be accommodated by the emergency board during the interim. I would like to thank Representative Crummell for his stewardship on this issue, as that's the reason this bill is before us, and the General Government and Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommend House Bill 2238 be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2265A, relating to the Department of State Lands. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this one should be in the running for shortest pony. This is a 25-page long bill, and the pony states, House Bill 2265A, as amended, makes a minor technical change to statute to clarify how submerged and submersible lands are treated for certain easement purposes. This needed fix was recognized during the 2003 session, but was not accomplished in Senate Bill 82 as intended. The bill has no fiscal impact. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2265A be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash A5 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, ordered. House Bill 2327A, relating to forest fire protection. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2327 addresses several issues relating to funding emergency forest fire protection and catastrophic protection. The 2003 Legislative Assembly directed the Oregon Department of Forestry by budget note to form a work group for the purpose of examining the funding mechanisms for emergency forest fires and enhancing the firefighting capacity of the department. House Bill 2327 is the product of the work group. The measure establishes the ability to purchase catastrophic fire suppression insurance with a provision to annually assess its cost equally between the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund and the General Fund. The measure raises the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund expenditure limit from $10 million to $15 million, raises the reserve base of the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund from $15 million to $22.5 million. The measure also requires the state forester to submit additional budget documents in support of a request for a general fund appropriation for severity resources each biennium. The subcommittee approved amendments creating a separate contingency fund. The amendments also require the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund to repay one half of the cost of the insurance premium to the general fund and change the effective date of the bill from March 1st to July 1st. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 2327A be amended and reported out due pass. Discussion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Mark.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think the overall intent of this is good. There is some concern about that we may be changing the balance of how much the industry puts into protection, fire protection, and so I just wanted to put that on the record as NLB a no.
And I assume you're responding here to the increase in the amount that the landowners put in from $10 million to $15 million?
It had to do with the increase in the amount of general fund, I believe.
Oh, thank you. Further discussion, Representative Boone.
I just have a quick question, not having been on this sub. Is this the same as the $5 per property fee for firefighting.
Could we have the staff come forward and clarify this issue, please?
Madam Chair, Representative Boone, I don't believe it is the same as a $5. The rates vary depending upon the properties and the number of acres that they have and the amount of the district's budgets.
The fire district's budget?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Representative Cook.
Thank you. I just wanted to recognize members and the posterity of the audience that this bill comes from a lot of hard work by a work group that Representative Morgan put together during the interim, of which I was part of, in discussing a lot of issues around this issue. And it was a tremendous effort by a lot of people over a very long period of time. And this is a good direction, I feel, that basically everyone decided to support to help us find a way out of the wilderness so that it doesn't burn up. And I want to compliment the Vice Chair for good work in this regard.
Thank you. Further discussion on the bill? Is there objection to the bill?
Avakian.
Representative Hansen objects. Representative Avakian objects. And with those objections noted, and Representative March also, with those three objections noted, the motion carries.
Madam Chair, could I ask a question at this time, and it related to the bill before 2265. I did not have that on my third reading or my committee schedule list, and I was sort of not prepared. I see it on our list here, but do we not have it posted on our revision number 5, or are we working on number 6 now?
Mr. Rocco.
Mr. Chair, Representative March, we'll have to check on that just to make sure. I haven't seen the last posting. We'll check on that. You're talking about House Bill 2265.
Correct.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, I have revision number 4, and it's not on here, so it must be on revision number 5.
No, I've got 5.
Oh, you have 5.
Well, it's not on 5.
Who's in first?
House Bill 2539A relating to the Department of Agriculture fees, Representative Morgan.
House Bill 2539 would restructure the Department of Agriculture fees for the Food Safety Program. The Food Safety Program regulates Oregon's food industry and enforces state sanitation laws to ensure a safe and properly labeled food supply. Under current law, the department sets fees by rule with a statutory cap of $750 for all registered sectors except dairy farms, where the cap is at $250. The department has adopted a fee structure based on gross annual sales, with those having sales greater than $10 million paying a $750 fee. These fees have not been increased since 1987. House Bill 2539 would change the current fee structure by placing the exact fee by sector and gross annual sales categories in statute, with the department being given the authority to increase these statutorily set fees up to 2% annually. A workload model was used to establish the fees in the bill that estimated the actual cost of inspections for each licensed sector and each annual sales category within those sectors. Under the fee modifications in this bill, most sectors and gross annual sales categories would see a fee increase. The House budget for the Department of Agriculture added $2.7 million general fund to greatly reduce the fee increase necessary to operate the program. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2539 be reported out, do pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shaw.
I'll be supporting this. I just wanted to point out there were several members from industries that were imposing this on in support of this, the dairy farmers, the grocers. But I would like to also voice some concern about some of the reduction in the dairy inspection programs, and I know the e-board is going to be keeping a close eye on it. I just wanted to get it down here so everybody's aware of it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the comments. Additional objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2655 relating to a group registration plate. Representative Smith.
Mr. Chair, actually Representative Smith has passed the torch on to me on this important bill for the prevention of wildfires.
Thank you, Representative Lockyer. Please continue.
House Bill 2655A allows the Department of Transportation to issue a group license plate in cooperation with the Keep Oregon Green Association with the image of Smokey the Bear on it. The plates, you know, I should note for the record, too, we had a lot of testimony with regard to the name Smokey the Bear. We want to be clear on the record, the actual legal and traditional name is Smokey Bear. So everybody bear.
To me, it will always be Smokey the Bear. The committee discussion.
Break the Smith.
However, to be correct, it would be Smokey Bear. So the image of Smokey Bear, the plates carry a surcharge of $8 per plate per year. The net proceeds from the surcharge are used by the Keep Oregon Green Association for expenses in promoting the prevention of wildfires in Oregon. Your general government committee enthusiastically recommends that 2655A be reported out due pass. That's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
Can you keep talking for a little bit more?
I do have something to say, Mr. Chair.
Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out, due pass. Discussion?
I just wanted to say, Mr. Chair, Smokey Bear, what's your 20?
Mr. Chair.
I haven't heard that one.
Not to be confused with those of us with the intellect of Smokey and the Bandit, or the Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay. Representative Krupp.
Actually, a serious question. Are we okay that we're not infringing on any trademark?
Mr. Chair, I believe the bill indicates that this is only with federal approval to use the image.
Okay.
So once that approval has been received, then these plates could be made available.
Thank you.
So we have to ask a little Sam first if we can use Smokey Bear.
Okay. Representative Boons.
I just want to make it clear that despite what another bill that's going through this process says, this bear is going to be safe.
Objections. Seeing without objection, so ordered.
Only for the sense of humor.
House Bill 2930A, Representative Shopler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2930A was referred from the Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee with a due pass recommendation. The measure directs the state forester to recognize the cost borne by non-industrial private forest landowners in providing public benefits through forest land management. The measure also directs the state forester to consider these contributions when making regulatory changes and the cost of private sector contributions. The measure does not have a fiscal impact or revenue impact. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2930A be reported out to pass. And, Mr. Chair, I just wanted to say there's a lot of talk and a lot of comments on the wood fiber industry and the impacts it has on our wood, even though the very same people complain about newspaper and wood fiber products. And in my opinion, many of them have not taken the time to go out onto these woodland owners and see their work and the investment they are making in their own property for forest land management, water quality, salmon habitat. So, and I just wanted to say, sometimes they do get tax credits to help their industry maintain their businesses, provide jobs and good products. But you know what? I think we get a lot more out than we put in. And I just wanted to say I'm grateful that we are finally. I think we need to do more recognition of what's happening out there. A little more of this, I think, would be a good thing. So thank you, Mr. Chair, for indulging me.
Representative Shopler, thanks for your comments. Representative Shopler recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 577A relating to state libraries, Representative March.
Wait, what happened to 3?
We're skipping 3124.
Yeah, we're on 577A.
I was hoping to back cleanup. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 577A is a housekeeping bill that directs the state library to apportion one-third of its assessment to state agencies based on usage and two-thirds based on the number of full-time equivalent positions. This method has been used since 1995. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends that Senate Bill 577A be reported out due pass.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. That completes our agenda. Excuse me, Mr. Rockley.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to point out that if you did check the last posting and House Bill 2265 was not on it, so we will have to bring it back at the next meeting. In the rush to get this agenda together, it was omitted.
Representative March, thank you very much for your alert catch of that, and the staff does such a wonderful job, and so an occasional miss like that does occur, and it's great that we are able to see that, so thank you very much. We will bring that back. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. In a very short time, your budget's going to be for the General Government Subcommittee, and I was just wondering if you could share with me, is it Smokey the Bear or Smokey Bear?
No, it's Smokey the Bear.
I just want to know.
What you point?
Before the budget comes up.
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, if you would look at the pony I wrote, I put just for you, I put the in the middle in there.
Oh, man, that budget's
within brackets.
Thank you, Mr.
So you are a lively bunch today, but unfortunately that concludes our agenda, so we will stand adjourned. Thank you.